Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So we're continuing our discussion on lifelong education. And so I want to talk today about being a student of relationships. There are some tremendous benefits to becoming a student of interpersonal relationships because the better you are at peacefully coexisting with other people, especially those that are closest to you, the happier life's going to be. Think about it. It just makes sense. If you're in a horrible marriage or if you're in a horrible relationship with a significant other, life is not fun. If it's toxic, if they get under your skin, if they make you angry, if you're constantly fighting, who wants to be there? I mean, it really and truly makes life miserable. And so the only escape you have from that is probably for most of us is going to work. But then every time you come home and that person's there, now you have to deal with it again. So wouldn't it be great not to have gotten yourself into that in the first place? And then think about the repercussions afterwards if it doesn't work. If you get married and if you even have children, and then all of a sudden there's a divorce because you married the wrong person in the first place. If you educated yourself about interpersonal relationships, maybe, just maybe, you'd avoid all those pitfalls. So maybe your net worth would still be intact. Maybe your kids would be better adjusted because there's two parents that are around all the time. And maybe you'd be happier as a result of all those things because you had a person that you could really relate to intellectually, physically, and every other way that worked for you. But that's really what life is all about. So the more you know about interpersonal relationships, the better you are peacefully coexisting with others and the happier you are. And this idea of studying interpersonal relationships, it carries over to lots of aspects of life. It's not just who you're spending your life with. It's not just a spouse or a significant other. It could be coworkers. It could be people that you meet. If you are good at relationships, that opens up all kinds of doors for you. It helps you from a career standpoint. It can help you as a parent. It can help you as an individual. If you just think about people want to do things for other people that they like. And if you are good at relationships, you are a more likable human being. The more you learn about relationships, the more adjusted you are, and the easier your life is as a result. It's that simple. If you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator each day, you can subscribe and you can do it on iTunes or on Stitcher. It's always good to have a coach to keep you moving towards your desires. And I just ask for that opportunity. I'd really like to be that person for you. And all it means is just getting here a couple of minutes a day. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose, and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to discuss how you can be a student of success, and then we're going to wrap up our discussion on lifelong education. But for today, I just want you to think about the idea of relationships, learning more about them, being a student of them, and think about the benefits it'll have for you if you really get good at understanding interpersonal relationships.